believers. Oh, we are.
You, nobody else can help you, but God can help you. And I just want to encourage you with that tonight as we sing this song.
In the wilderness at the Red Sea shore, on a battlefield we find the people of the Lord. In the furnace flames, in the lion's den, in circumstances impossible to win. But then again, God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God's just got a way of making a way. Oh, God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. For God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God's just got a way of making a way. When you're all alone in the dead of night, almost lost hope, you almost lost that fight. When you tied a knot in the end of the rope, hold on tight and don't you dare let go. Cause you know God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God just got a way of making a way. When you're all alone in the dead of night, almost lost hope, you've almost lost that fight. When you tied a knot at the end of the rope, hold on tight and don't you dare let go. Cause you know God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God's just got a way of making a way. He's our Heavenly Father. He's our bridge over water. There's nothing, nothing He can't do. God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through but nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God's just got a way of making a way. He's our Heavenly Father. He's our bridge over water. There's nothing, nothing He can't do. God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. Don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God just got a way of making a way. Oh, God's got a way of making a way. All you gotta do is trust Him and obey. God's got a way of coming through when nobody nowhere knows just what to do. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God just got a way of making a way. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God just got a way of making a way. So don't be afraid to take a step of faith. God just got a way of love's making a way.
We're talking about the one who opened blinded eyes and even raised the dead.
The world saying hope is gone. Rest on, brother, sister. Keep pressing on. Listen to me now.
Everything's gonna turn out right. Said he'd never leave you in the dead of the night. So fix your eyes on the light of the sun. Gotta walk on. You can't see where you're going when you hang
your head.
Gotta have a little faith in what the good book says. Everything's gonna work out. Everything's gonna work out right. Oh, everything's gonna turn out right. Said he'd never leave you in the dead of the night. So meet your eyes on the light of the sun.
Don't look back.
You gotta walk on. You can't see where you're going when you hang your head. Gotta have a little faith.
Yard, and you'll see him in every kind of state, dress and undress that there is. That day as we drove by, that man was standing in the door of his house, absolutely as naked as the day he was born, watching the cars drive by. I'll never forget what this preacher friend of mine said. He made this statement. He said, those spirits are tearing him today. I'm going to tell y'all something. Listen to me. The devil is real. I said the devil is real. I am not stupid, neither am I naive. The devil does have power. He has a lot of demonic forces that are moving around in this world. It don't take you long moving around outside of the church house to realize how prevalent that they are today. They are real. Are you hearing me? I said they are real. And just as much as they was real in Christ's time, they are real right now in this time. Oh, I'm going to preach to you here a little while tonight. Why do you think that Hollywood is so captivated by blood and vampires? Oh, I'm going to preach to you a little bit. And zombies and all of these things. Brother, it is a craving by demonic force that is in this world for those kind of things. I don't care about the Twilight series. Brother, there is no such a thing as good vampires and bad vampires. There's no such a thing. Oh, come on here, church. There's no such thing as good witches and bad witches. There's no such thing as white witchcraft and black witchcraft. I'm going to tell you, it's all demonic in the eyes of God. Somebody ought to say amen. And this world is captivated by it because they are captivated by the God of this world. And what they don't understand, I feel like preaching. We went to an Applebee's one night, and late, real late. And that's one bad thing, it seems like, about the work of evangelism that I do. We eat at the ungodliest hours of the night, and it's almost midnight, and we're going to eat, and that's about dumb anyhow. But that's what we was doing, and I looked down, there was a Barnes & Noble bookstore. And I looked down, and there was a line out of that Barnes & Noble bookstore, and it went plumb down the sidewalk and out in the parking lot. And I went in, and I asked this waitress, I said, what are they all doing down there? And she said, don't you know? And if I knew, I wouldn't ask you. What are they doing down there? She said, the latest Harry Potter book is about to come out, the last one. And they're standing out there at 12 o'clock at night waiting at 1 o'clock. They're going to open the doors. I looked down there and I shook my head. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you what. This little spell casting business causing people to do, brother, that's all demonic. You can get mad and throw songbooks, but how many remember what I said this morning? I'll throw them back, praise God. I'm going to tell you something, it's all demonic. See, the devil starts out real innocent-like. He starts out real sly-like. But I'm going to tell you, before things are over with, he'll have you bound by chains you can't break away from. Somebody ought to say amen. He'll start you out with a pill to make you, I feel like preaching. He'll start you out with a pill to make you feel better, to get rid of pain. But before it's over with, there'll have something have a hold of you that you can't break loose from. Oh, brother, you better hear me. This man in the land of the Gadarenes, he hadn't always been that way. He had been as normal as me and you was. But something had got a hold of him that was bigger than he was. Something had got a hold of him that he couldn't break loose from. You see, he could break loose from the chains, from the local hardware store. He could break out of the fetters that was down at the local prison house. But he couldn't break loose from the chains that had him bound by the enemy. He had something had a hold of him he couldn't let loose from. Oh, brother, I'm going to tell you something. He wanted to do better. He wanted to go home. He wanted to live normal. Oh, God, help me right now. He wanted to change his life. There's some people under the sound of my voice. You would like to do better. I said you would like to do better. You would like to change your life. You've turned over new leaves. You've made resolutions. You would like to do things different. But every time you try, you find out in a few days, I can't get loose from this. I'm going to tell you why. It's not human. I said it's not human. It's spiritual. I said it's spiritual. You can't do it by yourself. Hey, but brother, I got news for you. I can't take a heart that's broken. Make it over again. But I know a man who can. Somebody help this preacher. I said, I know a man who can. I can't break your chains. You can't break your chains. But I know somebody that has the power. I said he has the power to break your chains. Every once in a while at home, I go in and preach. I have in the past in the prison there at home. They bring those men up out of them cells and they sit in there. They're bound. They can't go to the house. They can't go home. Their life is ordered for them. This is where you got to go when you got to be there. This is what you got to do. And they're going to leave right out of that service and go right back to the bars that they were behind before they came into that service. Are y'all hearing me? They can't break out. But in those services, I've seen some of them same men that are bound in the prison get loosed from the chains of sin. Somebody say amen. Things that had them bound. Things in their mind. Oh, I feel the Lord keep pricking me on something here tonight. I want to tell y'all something. I don't know anybody here hardly. Just a handful. But I keep feeling the Lord all through this service pecking on my heart that there's people here that are bound by addictions that you cannot get loose from. I said you cannot get loose from, and you feel like you got it under control right now, but what you don't understand, it just got control of you and you can't break free. Are you hearing me? I'm going to tell you, this man, a power would come upon him. I want to tell you, you know why when men take drugs that they all of a sudden do something? It's not the drug. It's that drugs are an invitation to demonic spirits. I said drugs are always an invitation to demonic spirits. And when you open yourself up to that world, all of a sudden you got men that go crazy. They do things that you say, that's not normal. You're right, it's not normal. It's a demonic force of hell. I said it's a demonic force of hell. And that's what was wrong with this man in the land of the Gadarenes. He had something he couldn't control. I believe I told this when I was here in revival, but I feel like telling this here tonight. We in America, we have wanted to medicate the devil. Come on now. I said we have decided to medicate the devil. We're going to give him medicine, make him act right. Hello? We're going to send him through a program and get him straightened up. It don't work that way. I am not against places like AA. They have their place and they have their part, and I wouldn't get up here and blast them. They're trying to help people. But they got some things really wrong. Oh, help me preach, Jesus. Alcoholism is not a disease. It is a demon. You say you've lost your mind. Well, no, I haven't. I've got a good friend. Matter of fact, my pastor, it's his dad. Brother Lee just recently passed away, a great man of God. Brother Lee told us, all of his boys, he's got four boys. Three of them are preachers and pastor churches. When those boys was born, the first thing Brother Lee did was pried their little hands open and put a New Testament in their hand, because he wanted them to know the first thing you ever held was a Bible. Three of those boys are pastors. One of them has been my pastor all my life, just about, since I was just a child. And three of them are preachers and pastor churches. But one of them made a different decision. And he is a drunk. And he is bound. I mean, Philip is a great guy. He'll get straightened up for a while. He'll build a business up. It'll be booming. And then he falls off with a wagon. And all of a sudden, he'll lose everything. I don't know how many times Philip's done that. Built up big businesses. Money rolling. Everything's going good. And then all of a sudden something he can't control gets a hold of him. And he's gone again. One night in the middle of the night, Brother Lee said, we heard a knock on our door, and he said, I got out of bed and went to the door. And it was Philip. He said he was drunk and it looked like he had rolled in a ditch. He said he was just muddy and nasty looking. He said, I opened the door. He may have had a cut on his head or something. He said, I let him in. He said, his mother got up and we got him in the bathroom. And we started trying. I'm going to tell y'all something. They don't put that junk on the billboards. Somebody help this preacher. They don't run those in the Super Bowl ads, buddy. It's always somebody that's nice looking. It's a model or somebody drinking something, brother. They don't show you the end result of that thing. The devil don't show you the change. I said the devil don't show you the change that gets a hold of you and binds you up. My God, I need to preach. Brother Lee said, I left my wife in the bathroom and went to make sure that I had locked the front door. He said, when I walked around the corner and could see down the hall of my house, he said, I had almost become convinced that alcoholism was a disease till that night. He said, I looked at the door. There was a fan-shaped window in his door. And he said, I saw a demon of hell. He was a great man of God. He said, I saw him looking in my house. Said he couldn't come in because my house was blood-covered. I think I'll serve God. What about y'all? I said, I believe I'll serve God. Said he couldn't come in, but said he was standing in that door. Said he looked up the stairs, looked in the dining room, looked in the living room, and he said, God, let me know that is the demon of alcohol that is stalking your son. He said, I went out the side of the house and walked around till I could see the front porch. He said, that large devil was standing there, that demon was standing against the door with his hands on my front door looking. He said he was very large. He described him for the sake of the small children. I'll not do it. They might not sleep tonight. But he said all of a sudden, he said it got all over me. He's looking for my boy. He's looking for my son. I want to tell you something tonight, brother. You better understand one thing. The devil don't care who you are, who your daddy is, or who your friends are. All the devil cares about is wrapping you up in chains that you can't get broke loose from. But Brother Lee said, I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You get away from that door. You get away from my house. He said, that spirit turned and looked at me. And he said, he turned around. Hey, brother, you said, what was he going to do? He's going to do exactly what somebody with Jesus inside of him tells him to do. He backed up and he said, I watched him walk away from the house and walk down the hill and disappear into the streets of Cincinnati, Ohio. But he said, I realized then we're dealing with a spirit. Hey, you better hear me tonight, buddy. The party will be over after a while. The fun will be over after a while. The lights will go out after a while. And I'll tell you, something will have a hold of you. You can't get loose from. I said, something will have a hold of you. You can't get loose from. Hey, brother, you say, oh my God, preacher, you're talking like the devil has too much power. Oh no, I know who's got power. Jesus said, I have all power. I have all power in heaven and in earth. You may be bound tonight, but I know somebody that can break the unbreakable chain. Woo! The devil instantly recognized Jesus. I can't get away from this, y'all. I'm stuck right here. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. It's amazing today when I try to preach to people. They come to the house of God. They've got so much pain meds in them. Hello, are you hearing me? They're so addicted to that stuff that you sit there and try to preach to them and they never do hardly hear you because their spirit is so dulled down by what's in their body. Oh, brother, are you against pain meds? No, there's a place. I've watched my wife go through all kinds of stuff with that cancer. There is a place and a time. I am not against that. Are y'all hearing me? But when it's something you gotta have to live, you got an unbreakable chain on you. You say, oh, preacher, I thought you was going to come here and preach to these young people. I am. I'm preaching them too. But I'm preaching to some people sitting right out here in this congregation. And some of y'all, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost put a light bulb on your head during the service. I'm telling you, you're bound and you know it. I said, you're bound and you know it. You may not think anybody else around you knows it, but God knows you're bound by something you can't get loose from. I come to give you good news. You can leave here free if you want to. I said, you can leave here free if you want to. You can leave out of here. And brother, you ain't got to do that again. And you ain't got to go there again. Somebody say amen. Oh, we've got people bound by all kinds of stuff today. Hey, somebody say amen. Oh, we got people so bound by things, addictions that have them bound. They've tried to get loose, tried to do better, made all kinds of resolutions. Brother, that won't help you. But Christ, He whom the Son hath made free. Y'all ain't hearing me. I said, He whom the Son hath made free is free indeed. And David said, as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, the snare is broken and I have escaped. I come to tell you, you can escape tonight in this place. Woo! Let me tell you something that interests me about this story. The Bible said that always, day and night, he was in the tombs, in the mountains. I want you to listen to what he was doing. There were times when that spirit was tearing him and he was cutting himself. Hello? The self-mutilation of the body that we see everywhere today. Come on now. Hello? Piercing parlors everywhere. They're demonic. Come on, y'all. Get it figured out. It's a disfiguration of the creation of God. Hello? That's what's going on there. He was cutting himself. But there was other times when the Bible said he was just crying I have listened to people that was possessed of the devil when the Spirit would speak out of them and talk. And I've heard the devil talk and speak in tongues and all kinds of stuff. But I've heard him. And you know what? We don't like preaching like this a lot of the time. But buddy, this stuff's real. But I've heard those spirits speak out of them and force and use the voice box of a human being. And you know it when a spirit's talking. And that spirit speak out of them and say things. And then that spirit kind of back up. And from somewhere way back in there, you'll hear a little cry like this. Help. Somebody help. You know what that is? I can't do anything myself. This thing's inside of me. This thing's got control of me. I don't want to act like this. I don't want to be like this. But this thing's got a hold on me. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. There was times this man in these mountains, he was simply crying. He wanted to go home. He wanted to be normal. He wanted his life to be different. And he's a crying in the mountains. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. I said he's crying in the mountains. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I need to say this again. When the party's over and the lights go out and the friends have all gone home and it's just you in the night and you in the darkness and you and the devil, you'll do a little bit of crying and wonder why my life is this way and why I can't do any different. Hey, somebody ought to say amen. It's because you're bound by something that you can't break loose from. I'm not going to be much longer. I'm watching the time. A dear preacher friend of mine was in a meeting in Arkansas, and in that meeting, there was a lady there and her daughter. The daughter was older and she had never gotten married. She lived at home and they were saved and the father of the house was not a Christian. And they invited this preacher friend of mine and his wife to the house to eat. They went in and visited there and made the acquaintance of the dad and sat down at the table. And the dad, he acknowledged God. He just didn't serve God. And he looked at the preacher, and it's a dear friend. I'll call his name here. It's no big deal. But he said, pray. This preacher friend of mine told me, he said, I bowed my head to pray. And he said, before I could say a word, said, out of the back of the house, there was a voice that was very odd, said, what's Calicott doing here? He said, I jerked my head up. He said, I looked at them and they was all staring at me. He said, nobody offered an explanation. We sat like that for a little bit and it got uneasy. And he said, I bowed my head and prayed over my meal and said, we ate and left. Said, we was on the way back to the church. Said, my wife said, Gene, what in the world was that? He said, I have no idea. Did you see anybody else there? No, I didn't see nobody there. He said, the next night, I preached on demonic possession. He said the following night at the end of the sermon, he said, this lady that still lived at home said, I want to speak to y'all. Said, we walked over and she said, I want to tell you something. Said, do you remember the other day in our house? She said, when you started to pray and that voice came out of the bedroom, he said, oh man, yeah. He said, what in the world was that? She said, when my sister was 15, said she went crazy. She went mad. She lost her mind. She went nuts. We didn't know what to do with her. Said we was ashamed to put her in the funny farm. That was her way of putting it in the nut house. She said we didn't want to do that. We didn't want anybody to know we had anybody like that in our family. So we've kept her in her bedroom for something like 13 years. She's been in her bedroom. She's never come out. For 13 years, she's never walked down the hall, never came in the kitchen, never went in the living room. The only time she ever comes out, preacher, she walks across the hall in the bathroom and back into her bedroom. She's not been outside. She's not did nothing for all those years. She said, do you think my sister might be possessed of the devil? He said, how did she know my name? said, well, I've been trying to figure that one out. He said, that's exactly what it is. She said, would you come pray? He said, let me fast tomorrow and we'll come up. She said, Dad, don't believe it, but he's agreed to leave the house if y'all will come up and pray. Brother Calicott told me, he said, we prayed. And he said, that afternoon we drove up to the house. Got out and went in. I guess those people was really nervous, the mother and the daughter. They were very nervous. They said, we don't know what's going to happen. She's not walked down that hall in 13 years. We don't know if she'll even come down here. We don't know what'll happen. He said, you just bring her down here. He said, I was standing where I could see down the hall, and they went down there and got her. He said, it took a while. He said, after a while, she stepped out in the hall. He said, when she stepped out in the hall, he said, my mind went, oh, God, we're in trouble. He said, she was a very obese woman. She had been in that room for 13 years, no exercise. He said, her hair was strung down across her face. I'm telling you, he said, you couldn't see her face, couldn't see her eyes. He said, man, I thought, oh my goodness. And then he said this, I'll never forget it. He said, then I remembered who I was. Come on now. Not that my name was Gene Calicott. I remembered I was a child of the Most High God. I remembered that Jesus was living inside of me. Somebody say amen. There's people today that are bound by the devil that because one time they shook a preacher's hand or prayed a prayer, I believe they're right with God. But if you got addictions you can't break loose from, that ain't God got a hold of you. And something else got a hold of you. But I got good news for you. God wants to get a hold of you. I said, God wants to loose you. Can you say amen? He said, she walked down the hall, stood there in the living room. He said, I couldn't see her face and her eyes, but he said it wasn't time for a sermon. He said, I said in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, I adjure you, come out of her in Jesus' name. He said, she bowed her head, put her hair, a hand under her hair, flipped her hair back, looked around, and said, hello, free by the power of God. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, brother, she's hugging mama, she's hugging sister. Hey, I'm loose. All these years I've been living back there bound. Hey, brother, I got news for you. That same God is in this house. I said, that same God is in this house right now. Hey, brother, I got news for you. He can loose you. I said, he can break every fetter. He can loose you by his power. Raise your hands, church, and magnify God. Hey!
Free. 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 Free to lay down in your bed tonight. And not be afraid. Free for everybody to leave. And the darkness holds no fear. Free to wake up in the morning. And I don't need a pill to get me started or get me through this day. I don't need a pick me up. Because he picked me up. You're bound. Some of you are bound to where it's not fun anymore. But there's some people under the sound of my voice. You're bound. And the party's not over for you yet. But I want you to hear me right now. It's going to end just like that. It's not going to be fun anymore. Just like that. And then you're going to realize, something's got a hold of me I can't do nothing with. Something's got a hold of me I can't shake loose from. Preacher, I've been crying at odd times of the day and night. I haven't hardly known what was wrong with me till you got to preaching. And I realize I'm not my own person. I've got these things I can't shake. I have preached enough at Broadway that you know I do not say stuff for sensationalism. I don't say stuff just to be saying it. I have the oddest feeling that I am preaching the only time to somebody that I'm ever going to preach to you. I've had this feeling before. It's never been good. I was preaching to camp several years back. I'm fixing to close. Church, you need to pray. Somebody in this house is in trouble. I'm praying you'll find enough liberty to make your way to this altar in a minute. I was preaching to camp, and one night the Spirit of God fell on me while I was preaching, and I made this statement. I said, there's somebody under the sound of my voice that if you don't get right with God, you're not ever going to walk on these grounds again. There was a man standing back on the right side that the Spirit of God dealt with his heart, and he rebelled that night. Several people went and tried to deal with him, get him to come to the altar. Church, are y'all praying? I believe God wants to lose somebody. He rebelled and would not come. 9 months later, I was in revival a long ways from there. Matter of fact, I was down in Georgia in a revival. This happened here in the state of Ohio. The preacher on the other end said, Brother Anthony, I don't have long to talk. I just wanted to tell you something. He said, do you remember so-and-so night in youth camp when you stood up and pointed back and said, somebody don't get right with God, they were never going to walk on those guys. I said, oh yeah, I believe it. He said, I just wanted to tell you, you remember that young man that God dealt with so strong that night and he rebelled and wouldn't come? I said, oh yeah, I remember. He said, I just wanted to tell you, he had a wreck 2 days ago. He said, he's alive, but he's paralyzed from the neck down, and he'll never walk again. He said, I just wanted you to know that the Holy Ghost always tells the truth. That's been years ago, somewhere around 13 years ago. They pray for him still. He wheels in. They wheel him in a wheelchair and they pray for him at the altar. But it could have been different one night if he'd have got loose. Well, every head in the house is bowed right now. This is... Oh, Would you like to be free? Every head's bowed. I said, would you like to be free? I said, would you like to be free? Would you like to be loose? I'm telling somebody right now, those spirits are going to turn on you. I need to tell you again, the fun's going to be over in a moment. But I'm telling you right now, there is life-giving freedom around these altars. I said there's life-giving freedom around these altars. There is people in this house right now that have a relationship with God that can pray with you and get you loose from the things that have you bound. Are you tired of being driven? I said, are you tired of being driven? Would you like to be loose? I said, would you like to be loose? Are you tired of that thing driving you? Would you like to really get loose? There's some people in this house need to move in a bad way. While everybody stands all over the house, everybody stands all over the house. Nobody that I know of is coming to you. Nobody's going to beg you to come to this altar and get right with God, but I'm telling you, if I didn't know everything was right with God in my heart, I'd be running to this altar right now. There wouldn't be no game playing. If I didn't know everything in my life was under the blood, I'd be running down the aisle. I'd be falling across this altar. I'd be saying, my God, have mercy. I've got to be loose right now. I've got to have God move on me right now. Oh, come on. You know the Holy Ghost has put His finger on you. You know He's called you. You know you felt Him. You felt Him drawing you. He put His your heart's beat half out of your chest. Some of the time while I was a preaching, because you knew that's right where you was living. Why don't you get out of where you're at and come to this altar and say, my God, have mercy and loose me in Jesus' name. Do you want to be free? I said, do you want to be free? He can break every fetter. I said, He can break every fetter. I said, He can break every fetter. I'm still giving this altar call. Would you come? Come on. Are you really right with God? If you died right now, would you go to heaven? Oh my God, if you don't know how to answer that, I'd run to this altar and say, God, I'm ready to fix things up with heaven. I'm ready to get things right tonight. I'm ready to get things right now. All right, I want everybody that wants to go to heaven to get out of your pew and come down here around these altars. There's plenty of room all over the place. I said, everybody that wants to go to heaven, I want you to get out of your pew and come to this altar. Oh, if you didn't come with the rest and you know you're bound, come on now and say, Lord, loose me. Lord, loose me. I want to be loose. I want to be changed. I want God to change my life. I need Him to do a work in my life.
Come, call Him Savior, a Redeemer.
Oh, my God.
I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. Oh, when you feel no one can help you, and your life is out of hand.
Some things nobody knows about.
God, they have me bound.
I can't take a heart that's broken. Make it over.
God, there's some things got a hold of me I can't get loose from by myself. But I know a man who can. Come on, church.